First, the basics. What is a land trust? It's a plot of land owned and shared by a community, such as the Lake Clair neighborhood. The Lake Clair Community Land Trust starts at the end of a cul-de-sac, right next to Charlie Pope's house. It's hard to tell where his backyard ends and the land trust begins, but Pope doesn't seem to mind.
A maze of amazing spaces, huh?
It is as disorienting as a maze, even though it's not even 2 acres. We walk one way and pass a garden, turn another direction, and we run into a wooden sweat lodge. We go down some steps and we come face to face with the full-grown emu who lives here.
I'm looking to see if he dropped any feathers.
We wind our way through the outdoor amphitheater, which is speckled with peace signs, hearts, and fluttering flags. And suddenly, somehow, we end up on a steep precipice, with a garden of fruit trees behind us and traffic below our feet.
It's right on the edge. It really is right on the edge. Intensity, the traffic, the noise and all, but you don't have to get far back there. It just evaporates.
Facing the road, we're at eye level with the MARTA train as it rolls into the Candler Park station. MARTA is actually how this whole thing started. In 1986, a group of neighbors bought this land from MARTA to create a community space.
The sense of community here is just fabulous.
This is Brennan Hadaway, president of the Land Trust Board.
Being part of that and being one of the stewards that helps maintain and grow and continue to evolve, me personally, it feeds my soul.
The Land Trust's growth has actually become a concern with neighbors, since parking can be a real problem. Sometimes they have to turn people away from events when they get too crowded. Norman Glassman, who's been a neighbor since before the land trust began, has a solution.
We have a slogan, every neighborhood should have a land trust, and that's a serious statement, because really it works best when you can easily walk to your neighborhood land trust.
Glassman suggests other neighborhoods look at unused land they can convert into their own shared space. But besides land, there's another ingredient he considers necessary for community bonding. It's what the Lake Clair Community Land Trust might be best known for, their twice-monthly drum circles.
Okay, so this one would be Big Fat Hippie on the Big Fat Drum.
This is one way Citrus Costa-Pappas jumps into the beat at the drum circle. On this late Saturday evening, she sits with the other percussionists and dancers around a tall bonfire.
I think a very simple way to start is Big Fat Hippie on a Big Fat Drum, where you quite literally beat your hands just like that, or Hickory Dickory Dock. Hickory Dickory Dock is...
Neighbors and visitors acknowledge that this place is a little different, a little offbeat. It's that way because of the neighbors who've taken on the space as their own. And from a distance, these different rhythms here tonight seem to merge, the beating pulse of the Lake Clair community. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.